right? We are in heavenly places, of course. Page 268. And it's titled, No Exemption from Sorrow. September 18, of course. Starts off at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And it says, Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Wow. Especially when you go through, you know, reading scripture like this during a dry spell really helps. You know, and it just really, really helps. There was something the Lord revealed to me earlier today as I was walking around in the woods talking to him. Feeding a squirrel. and let's see, I can't remember. But he's reminding me of something else, so I gotta... I gotta write it out for the praise. That's for praise later. Okay. So, she goes on to say... And then quoting from Acts 14:22, she says, Christianity promises no exemptions from sorrow. Now, that's one of the reasons I believe the people that have the seeds laying on rocky grounds walk away from it. Because it's all bells and whistles the first few days or a few weeks or even the few months that you meet Jesus. You know, miracle after, well, I wouldn't say miracle after miracle, but for someone that's brand new into the truth and you're seeing his hand move, that's a miracle. I mean, yeah, nowadays it's just... Well, that's the way my father is. That's just the way he is. Back then, it was like, wow, I've never seen that before. And so it's a miracle. It is a miracle, no matter what. But you get used to it. And I don't like saying it that way, but you kind of get used to his presence. And that's why the dry spells sometimes have a tendency to feel a little longer, because you're comfortable. Now, I would rather be in a comfort zone where truth is involved than to be comfortable in lies. And I was just thinking about that the other day, too, as well, in regards to all the people of the world and why it's so easy for them to believe the lies now. Besides the fact, well, yeah, the grand delusion, you know, the strong delusion that the Lord has declared he was going to send to them, but it's their own fault. They walked into that with both eyes wide open. And what I'm getting at is Hollywood. Every single solitary movie, every single solitary sitcom or TV show, it's all fiction. It's all based on lies. And so lies have become so believable now that truth is just crazy. What are you, nuts? Truth? It's like Pilate said, truth. What is truth? And he walked away. You can really see it now. I mean, it makes it easy for me to understand why Pilate said that. Okay, granted, they didn't have Hollywood back then, but they had the Colosseums. They had some way of distraction from Satan that was based on lies that they enjoyed. I mean, even with the gladiators, okay, granted, they did have some fights to the death, but there were some that were kind of like the World Wrestling Federation, I'm sure a lot of that stuff was fake, too. Because not everyone's going to want to die just to entertain people, but you had your moments in the Colosseums. And death was glorified, and it was made like a no big thing. Like today with the abortions, well, back then they would just burn Christians to light the place up at night. So again, Christianity promises no exemptions from sorrow. And then it says in Acts 14:22, we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And that's another reason why I'm saying thank you, Father, for the Sabbath. It is one of them easy weeks. But then again, it never really is, you know. Thinking earlier, is it that I'm getting older that this is affecting me like this, or is it the trials are really getting that much more intense? I'm thinking both, but you know, because I'm, you know, I wouldn't say I'm getting tired of it, because I know this is par for the course. This is the lot that we have to stand in this day. But it's nice to have a breather every now and then, and that Sabbath really does come at the perfect time every week. And even during the week, you know, every now and then you get the hug from on high. But she says, faith is needed. Strong, trusting faith, which believes that God will bring his children into no temptation greater than they are able to bear. And, of course, that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Keep that one in mind the next time something crazy is headed your way. Because if you go through it, then you must have been able to handle it. Father knows you better than you know yourself. And then she says, what such faith has power to do is told by Paul in his letters to the Hebrews. Speaking of those who, in the face of persecution and death, had maintained an unshaken trust in God, he says, in Hebrews 11, verses 33 to 7, he says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the arms of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. And so many Christians seem to think, especially in the prosperity churches of today, man, you can't even call them churches, but what other words are you going to use? But in those churches, it's all about the dollar. It's all about if you have faith. I never forget, like, one of my siblings came up to me one day and he says, God's not blessing him. And I says, what do you mean? He says, well, you know, I don't seem to be able to get the millions I've always wanted. Well, what if that's not on your plate? It's one thing to want. It's another thing to be happy with that which you have. And that's another reason the way America is set up. You know, with these crazy expensive cars. People go into crazy debt just because it's shiny, it's new. And it ups your neighbor, keeping up with the Joneses. She says, in this world, these heroes of faith were counted unworthy of life, but in heaven, they are enrolled as sons of God, worthy of the highest honor. They shall walk with me in white, Christ declares, for they are worthy. That's Revelation 3, verse 4. In the courts of heaven, there awaits them an eternal weight of glory. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12, verse 1. And then she finishes with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And that's something that a lot of Christians have a real hard time with. They look at the bells and whistles of the world, they look at the fancy cars, the amazing fashions, the technology, even the engineering marvels of, like, the bridges or, you know, the skyscrapers and the 747s and stuff. And I mean, it's just all going to crumble up. I don't know how many times, and it still happens to me to this day, ever since I met Christ. I can go into a big city if I happen to be cruising through and I see these fancy buildings or even a small town with these beautiful homes that are always seem to be like in the main street, except for some of these really, really tiny towns. And then it's kind of sad, but it's kind of normal too. It's just no big deal. It's just life. But some of these towns are pretty well dressed up, and I'm thinking, yeah, how well is that going to work out after everything falls down and just lays there in a heap? You know, even before the eastern sky splits, because thousands of earthquakes every week, it's eventually going to come to your neck of the woods. So, pray you're blessed.